The following contest is scheduled for one fall.
I've seen that man before. That's Randy Phil.
The other one's some kind of half man, half monkey.
It's a massive duplex and not one dragon in sight.
Ladies and gentlemen, Marks and Shaggers, duplexers around the world, I'm the pay-per-view thrill, Randy Phil, and I've got Dirty Dave Nitro. Hello, Dirty Dave.
Hello, Randy Phil.
Mate, you need to get closer to that fucking mic.
Right, hold on a minute then.
Shove it down your throat.
I'm trying to relax.
There you go. Hello, Dave. Same
time. Is that better?
That's better. Hello, Dave.
Hiya. I'm trying not to put my mouth too close to the mic. I don't know what it's been.
Your mouth or the mic?
Both.
So we've got Dave, but we've no Mikey, but Mike, he's away at a festival. I can't mind the name of it. We'll say Coachella for the sake of it.
I was trying to think of any other ones. That
we... Gay Pride. He's at the Gay Pride Festival.
I was thinking something like that, but I was like, I can't think of
But he's not here, but he has sent us, he sent us some notes, so we'll just go off the notes, react to it, and we'll smash through another episode. Plan?
Nice. Aye.
Right. So he's going to run through Money in the Bank. He'll go match by match in a... Let's just slate them. Are you ready?
Die.
Okay, Mikey,
ladies
go.
And gentlemen, Marks and Shaggers, and you two roasters, this is my predictions for Money in the Bank 2025. So I'm just going to rattle it through what they've got on the card. They've got the Money in the Bank ladder match, and I think it's going to be LA Knight. I've been saying it for about a year now. In fact, I think I predicted him last year. This is the one. He's on a different show to Seth Rollins. Seth Rollins is obviously the one they're building up is going to do it, but you just know there's going to be a stramash. CM Punk, Sami Zayn, Jey Uso, one of these cunts is going to come in and spoil his chances, and we're going to get LA Knight is going to capitalize and take the briefcase to SmackDown. Yeah!
I didn't think he was going to hit a yeah. He said LA Knight about four times and never done a yeah!
Aye. So his prediction is it's going to be LA Knight because he predicted that last year and he was wrong.
Was LA Knight in it last year?
I think so.
I remember he's been going on about ages about it being LA Knight. Aye. Who won the last one? Was that the Damian Priest one?
Aye, I want to say aye.
I also want to say
aye. Because he cashed in on Drew, didn't he? Because Punk got involved. Was that one?
Was that not ages ago?
Feels like it, aye.
Might have been, it might not have been, but he's taking LA Knight, yeah. Do you want to know who's in the match?
Aye, go.
Solo Sikoa, LA Knight, Penta, Seth Rollins, Andrade, and El Grande Americano.
I'd love El Grande Americano to win it.
Did you see? Everybody would love El Grande Americano to win.
He borrowed Chad Gable's boots the other night.
I think his feet swell up and he couldn't fit in his normal boots, so he had to borrow somebody, and Chad was like, mate, you can have mine, but I need them back for fucking AAA.
Aye, because he's...
Same night as Money in the Bank.
Exactly.
Oh, I might need them at Money in the Bank, so fuck knows how they're going to manage that one.
I think that kind of proves the point that it's not Chad Gable now, because it's like, if it was Chad Gable, why would they put Chad Gable in the Money in the Bank if he was already booked on AAA? Do you know what I mean?
I know, so double duty.
Holy, obviously this isn't Chad Gable, this is El Grande Americano. But I'd love to have him win.
Chad's fighting El... Oh shit, what's his name? Elijo del Vikingo?
Aye. The son of a Viking.
Fighting him for the belt. Son of a Viking.
Son of a Viking. I'm going Seth Rollins.
I was going to go Seth Rollins, you dick.
We can both go Seth Rollins,
but I won't. I'll Penta.
No chance. I went Seth Rollins.
I know, but I'll pop for Penta. Penta's fucking...
I'd pop for Penta, but I just don't see Penta winning money.
Everybody would pop for Penta. Everybody would pop for LA Knight. Everybody would pop for El Grande Americano.
Do you know who they won't pop for?
They won't pop for Seth Rollins.
Exactly, so fuck them. Fuck the fans. No, Mikey had to mention CM Punk. CM Punk's not even in the match, Mikey's like, I get LA Knight win, Seth Rollins, everything's good with Seth Rollins, but CM Punk, and it's like, mate, CM Punk's not in this match.
It's not in the card.
Oh, he'll be there somewhere, he'll be at least in Mikey's mind.
Mikey will imagine him there. I forgot, it's this Saturday, it's right soon.
That's tomorrow.
Right. Shit, so
you need to get this out.
No, mate, it's Thursday tonight. Is it Thursday tonight?
Aye, so is I.
Right, so Mikey's got LA Knight. You've got Seth frickin' Rollins. And I'll take Penta. Solo, that's a imagine. Do you think Solo could get it?
Solo would be... Aye. Do you know what? Solo could work.
Aye, maybe.
Who's predicting Solo?
Nobody's predicting Solo.
We'll give that to the fans.
The fans. Right, sound. We'll get his women's prediction then. You ready?
Aye.
And we've got the women's Money in the Bank ladder match. I've not really thought about it, to be honest. I feel like Naomi's the smart choice. But there's someone inside me saying, Alexa Bliss needs a catapult. And we've got this thing going on with her and Charlotte. So I'm going to say Alexa Bliss as a wild card choice.
That is so fucking wild. Alexa Bliss, she's done. Alexa Bliss. She's getting nothing.
She's finished.
She's going to fight with spooky fucking Nikki Cross.
Oh, what's happening is, so Nikki Cross is part of the Wyatt Six, but Alexa Bliss isn't part of that?
I don't know. There might be more to it.
She never came out with them, did she, at SmackDown?
Nah, Alexa Bliss didn't, nah, but... Nikki Cross don't know. Did. A secret agent. Maybe she's just in hiding. Maybe. And she's just going to turn mental.
Hopefully.
You know the type of birds. You can see the signs.
Nah, she's not really mental. She just pretends.
Mikey reckons it could be Naomi or Alexa Bliss.
Who's all in this one? So, do you know who's in it?
In this, you've got Alexa Bliss, Roxanne Perez, Rhea Ripley, Julia, Naomi, and Stephanie Vaquer.
Stephanie Vaquer? No. It's going to be... I don't know. Rhea Ripley? Rhea Ripley always wins these things.
Do you think Stephanie Vaquer could do that fucking face smashing on top of a ladder?
Oh, aye.
For the whole crowd to see. Just getting an ass smashing on the top of the ladder.
What was the one? Who was it done the face smashing on the arse? Fucking Harley Cameron and then...
Rikishi?
No, Harley Cameron and then, what'd you call her? Anna Jay. Harley Cameron gave the first face and after smashing on the arse.
That's an assisted booty smash.
I don't think it's a stink face and it's Anna Jay.
I don't know. I'm not interested in this match.
No, I know.
It could be Rhea Ripley, but I don't know. I think it'll be one of the new birds. I think it'll be Julia or Stephanie Vaquer.
I'm going to go with Rhea Ripley.
I'll go with Stephanie Vaquer.
Rhea Ripley probably just not win it and enforce her way into a match anyway, like she always does. What she done at Mania.
Is that how she got into Mania?
Maybe she's trying to decide the contract and they're like, oh no, you're not allowed to do that. We'll make them have a match. And it's like, oh, you get involved? Oh, fuck it, just stick you in the match then.
Just there. Right, you want the next match?
Aye.
We've got the weird tag team match, Cody Rhodes and Jey Uso versus John Cena and Logan Paul. Fuck it. John Cena and Logan Paul to win. Let the crowd go home booing. I don't give a fuck.
Aye. I think it will be John Cena. John Cena and Logan Paul with John Cena heel shit.
I think it will. No, I can't. Do you know what? I'm going to go with Cody because he's my boy and I can't go against
going Cody.
I can't go against Cody, mate. Nah, yeah. I'm going Cody and Jey Uso. I bet if it was Cody and CM Punk, he wouldn't be calling it the weird tag team match of plot. Oh, then it would be the main event banger of the evening, Cody Rhodes and CM Punk.
He's not even here to defend himself.
I know. He'll be back. He'll be back soon enough.
I'll side with the John Cena, Team Cena. I wonder if there'll be a load of shenanigans here, though.
Oh, of course. This will be ultimate shenanigans. Fucking Travis Scott will turn up.
Travis Scott.
Who deals with Travis Scott? But who do we get? We need some kind of just turn up and be like, Travis Scott, get the fuck. Everybody's like Bad Bunny, and it's like, nah, he's shitting all. Get a fucking Dolly Parton to turn up.
Nah, you need like fucking... Hornswoggle or somebody in. Like, oh, mate, you can't just fucking rock up in here when you want, right?
Aye, you're not a wrestler.
Right, earn it.
Get to fuck.
But was Travis Scott the guy that came down with you so months ago? Mind they had the joint in the crowd?
I think he did, aye.
Was that Travis Scott?
Aye.
I don't know, I seen like ages ago The Rock was fucking planning this whole big thing and he was getting his crew, like storyline wise, and Jey Uso was going to end up being part of it all along. Because he's got ties with Travis Scott.
Oh, see? I don't get why the story's getting anything to do with Travis Scott, to be fair, but that's the annoying thing.
But we're talking about him.
I know. That's the problem, but I don't want to. I think Vince should come back. So Travis Scott comes out, and then Vince comes out. He's like, are you going on wrestling with John Cena?
Just like, do we cheer or do we boo? I don't know.
If anybody's running and wrestling,
what side are you, Vince?
We cheer. We always cheer, Vince.
if he comes out with a do-rag.
Aye.
Like, ah, yes, we've got Gangster Vince. He's going to sort shit out.
It's a character. We're cheering the character, not the man.
I've not got anything else to say about that. I've not been paying attention to that one. I don't give a fuck.
Well, I'm excited.
It's a pain in the ass that there's two champions in a tag match.
I know. WWE do that a lot. It's like they don't care about their titles.
Unless, Jink, Money in the Bank could play into this. Jink, they could do a same night cash in.
Oh, here, you got a point there. So that could be the try and cash in on Cena, and then JS will help Cena. And it's like, or do you try and cash? Oh. Do you know what I mean? Like, there you go. So,
I was going to say, why the fuck's Jey Uso helping Cena? But right,
you said that that's the point.
He's a sleeper agent the whole time.
That would be the point, man. That the guy comes out and it's like, oh, who did he cash in on? And then the two of them smash him. Like, aye, I'm cashing in on any of his dickhead.
So, right, we'll look at the champions now. It's Jey Uso and John Cena, and then you got Solo, LA Knight, Penta, Seth Rollins, Andrade, and El Grande Americano. Could them they cash in? Well, I suppose anybody could cash in on any of the champions, but.
They need to cash in the loser, really, wouldn't it? They couldn't really cash in the winner unless the winner was completely fucked.
True. Seth Rollins comes in, cashes in on Jey Uso that night after Travis Scott fucking bitch slaps him.
And then we've got Seth. No, because then Seth Rollins would be part of the Cena team. That wouldn't be too big, wouldn't it? I don't know.
Right, we'll go for the last match for Money in the Bank then. Becky Lynch versus Lyra Valkyria. Let's hopefully Mikey says her name better than me.
And the fourth match they've announced, I think this is the only ones they've announced so far. It's Lyra Valkyria versus Becky Lynch and a last chance match. So apparently if Becky Lynch loses, she can never challenge for the title as long as Valkyria is the champion. And if Valkyria loses, she has to raise Becky Lynch's hand and acknowledge Lynch is a better. You know Becky Lynch is winning. Come on. Becky Lynch is winning, and that's the end of that. And if you don't like it, then tough.
But do you think Becky will win?
No, definitely not.
No, definitely not.
Just because Mikey's ready to know she's winning. You know what Mikey's like? You know what Mikey's predictions are like? The fact Mikey said she's definitely winning, I'm going to be like, right, I'm putting everything on her not winning. I don't know. I think that's a shite stipulation. I can't charge for the title anymore as long as she's the champion. It's like, all right, just maybe to somebody else wins it.
See, this would have been another good one. You're like, oh, is somebody going to cash in after it? And you're like, no, because it's a fucking Intercontinental Championship. I think he's a fuck.
No, who's the women's champion now?
Why the fuck you?
Because obviously that's...
the EO Sky.
How can you even cash in a name if they're not even in the card?
Just 24/7 rules. Just fucking rock up to their house when they're sleeping.
That's what you need to do.
Although you get in trouble for that these days now.
Well, you did.
Fucking police get involved. What are you doing here? Like, mate, got a money in the bank. I can do what I want.
It was because you had no trousers on. It's the trunks. It's the trunks that made it weird.
I'm just going with Becky Lynch because I can say Becky Lynch.
Aye. Well, I'm going with the other one because I can't say her name. Taya Valkyria, is that not it?
Lyra
Valkyria. Taya Valkyria, she's the other one on... Is that Johnny Nitro's message?
Is that Johnny Mundo's? This is Johnny DB.
Johnny W. Bring him on here and call him Johnny Snapdragon. Johnny Dragon.
So that's happening Saturday then. Four matches. Do you prefer the AEW big fucking card or do you like the WWE's fucking four match card?
Well,
pay per views.
I prefer AEW's because. AEW don't do them that often, so you sit down to a big paper. Remember,
they're starting to do them a bit often.
They're starting to do them more often, which is getting annoying. But like, obviously, I watch NFL, so I'm used to sitting down to a fucking like 4 hour game. Do you know what I mean? 3 or 4 hour game. Do you know what I mean? Whereas watching, obviously, like I don't know. I feel as if 4.5 hours isn't that long when you're getting constant wrestling. WWE's, you're getting four matches, but how long is that pay per view going to be? It's still going to be about 3 hours.
Aye.
AEW's giving you an hour and a half extra, but they're giving you hundreds of wrestling all in that. Do you know what I mean?
I don't know. All the wrestling.
None
of the charity.
You can sit down at AEW and not have to get up. It is WWE like, oh, here's these make a wish kids. And you're like, oh, fuck, I'm a fresh out. I was going to
hold it in. I've got a wish.
AEW, you can hold your shites in. Do you know what I mean? You sit, oh, hold the shit. That, I'll be honest, that's one thing about AEW sometimes when you're sitting there, you're like, right, when am I going to get a piss or something here? Because as soon as a match finishes, a normal starts. In fact, I was watching Dynamite the other night and Is the Heart Syndicate leaving fucking Lefaxion and Gil Bernabéu? They're making their fucking entrance.
Nice.
And they were nearly fighting each other and they'll be up the ramp. And it's like, mate, just wait till they've left and then play the entrance music.
It's Tony Khan, mate. He's got a 4-hour show. He needs to get everything done rapid.
He's just coked out. He said, right, go. And they're not back. Just fucking go and play the music.
Well, the other stuff Mikey got, he sent stuff from Double or Nothing, but is there anything WWE you want to talk? You want to talk R-Truth? You want to talk, who else got let go? Carlito? Mikey will be raging about Carlito.
Let's hope Vince gets let go. He's still standing up for a pound. She can edit that.
Mate, Johnny Laurinaitis is off the hook. He's the grass.
Johnny Grass.
Johnny Grass.
I can't know if he's going to or not, but let's not talk about that one.
I seen a bit with Kevin Nash saying he's fucked it for himself, this John Laurinaitis, because nobody's going to book him for anything. See, like, meet and greets and anything like that. Like, who the fuck's going to want to...
Nah, who'd want to meet Johnny?
Well,
fucking...
you will. You'll fucking queue up for him. What's happening, Johnny?
Oh, mate, if John...
that bad?
Are you trying to tell me if John Laurinaitis was doing an Inside the Ropes where we all got to meet him before it and then sit down listening to him fucking shit and Vince, you wouldn't go?
Aye, true.
100% you'd go to that.
We didn't send Kenny a message, get that sorted.
And you'd want to fucking, we'd spend the whole night doing impressions of his voice and that, never after.
Do you think MDL show up in AEW soon then? Do you think R-Truth would go?
I don't know, I think R-Truth's, I don't know if because he's older and he's maybe not be bothered, but I think...
Wait, they've got fucking Dustin and they've put two belts on him. Be fair, they're Ring of Honor belts, so two Ring of Honor belts. Still doesn't equate to an AEW one.
I think R-Truth would be a big pop for AEW. I think R-Truth would be massive for AEW to sign, even if it was only for maybe four shows throughout a fucking year. Tony Khan would get
I'd
fucking
pop
massive
if he just like if he came up to the Hurt Syndicate and they went, "Oh, I'm like you guys. Can I join yous? Part of your crew? Because we're all the same. We're all former WWE guys."
Well, if that for MJF.
Ah, true. Well, he's a wannabe.
MJF's the only one that's different than Hurt Syndicate.
He's I don't know. He's there. MJF's there. MJF. I'm not going to say what I'm going to say, then edit it out.
Right.
MJF is also a part of the Hurt Syndicate. He hurts people.
Did you say AJ Styles was getting released?
Well, I heard that his contract was coming up to an end, but I don't know when, and I don't know if it's true or not. It's just something you hear, isn't it?
Ah, mate, you've got that thing where you can't get texting Dave Meltzer all the time, don't you?
Nah, no. But the rumour that I heard was that AJ Styles could show up at All In. And they do like to fucking do some surprises at All In. Ricochet showed up at last year's, didn't they?
Oh, aye.
And Nigel McGuinness also came back that same year, didn't they?
He did.
Like, as an in-ring performer.
Aye. I'd pop for AJ Styles turning up. I think that'd be real good. AJ Styles versus Will Ospreay and shit, that'd be real good.
I think All In, we might get a surprise.
Nice.
Surprise! Ah, we'll have a talk at All In very shortly. We'll get Mikey's recap of Double or Nothing then, unless there's anything else WWE you want to do now.
Anything else WWE related I want to talk about. Mariah May turned up. Probably going to keep her away for fucking Charlotte Flair and that for a wee while, because Charlotte Flair's ugly enough without... putting her next to Miami.
Without the comparison.
No, as soon as you put her in the name Miami, people are going, whoa, we didn't notice how bad it was.
See, that's another thing that's kind of fucking annoying me with WWE is they're getting the people in for AEW and they are just fucking shotting them in NXT for a bit.
Aye, they always do that. It's like, they're not good enough yet.
I know. Well, they've done it a few times. They didn't do it with Jade. Jade came straight into the main roster and done fuck all for about a year.
Exactly. How did that turn out? Maybe that's why she fucked it for the rest of them.
The Good Brothers, they keep coming over and getting on the main roster for a week and then just collect a paycheck.
Oh, I'd love them to turn up in AEW.
There was somebody else as well. Penta and Ray Phoenix, they both got on the main rosters.
I'd love the Good Brothers to turn up and help out Moxley and that, like help out the Young Bucks and that, and then it turned out like a big multi-man match, and what happens is Sour Boy turns up during the match and turns face.
War Games, Blood and Guts.
War Games.
They must be doing Blood and Guts soon.
Sour Boy tastes somebody's blood and then turns into Sour Boy.
Oh, no. Oh, God. Ah, because you've got the likes of Ethan Page and Ricky Starks and all that who've fucking been chucked on them. NXT, Sean Spears, that guy's been about the whole fucking time, and they're still like, nah, mate,
I know.
We had Ty Dillinger, Sean Spears is a new guy, we need to fuck him onto NXT.
That's mental. Who else do you think is going to go for AEW, WWE? Because there are a few that they're saying they're going.
I don't know. It's mad. I mean, see, if you're a fucking big player, see, like, say, MJF, if they say to them, all right, cool, we'll bring you over, we'll get you on NXT for 2 months, they'd be like, get fucked.
Exactly, I'm no chance.
I'm a top player. Mariah May should have done that. But nah, I'm a fucking top player. Oh, she, get me on the main roster.
She wants Triple H's cock, but be what I've heard.
Me.
Right, okay.
I'm not editing it. I'm not editing anything.
Well, right, oh, sorry. She wants Triple H's penis, be what I've heard.
Nah, it's mad. I think they just tie their hands and say, right, you're going to NXT for a bit, take it, leave it. And they're like, ah, I mean, I could go to NXT and make it big, or I could go in NXT and just be stuck there like a fucking chump.
Exactly.
Okay. What would you do? Stay at AEW or go to NXT?
I'd stay at AEW, you know what?
Obviously. Then.
Obviously. And hope.
Big bucks at WWE?
I'm not bothered with big bucks. I want cocaine with Tony.
Have Chris Jericho just shitting all over you.
Exactly. Fucking... Ah, no,
I've not seen Chris Jericho in a while. He's took the huff
whenever they slagged his match off. Imagine he was the guy to come back to take on Moxley. Imagine it all came down to so the teams like Will Ospreay, fucking Swerve, Hangman, Kenny Omega, and they've all agreed to take it on, and they need the fifth man, and the next minute it's Chris Jericho.
Oh shit.
He comes out and takes the title. Imagine that'd be a good match. Seated on like 5-on-5 War Games style match, but then Moxley, just to be a prick, was like, all right, cool, but we'll make it a title match. Whatever one you use pins me wins the title. So they all fight amongst themselves.
Aye. They need to do a mad stipulation like that again. A proper WCW one.
Aye. Do you remember the scramble match? In WWE? I liked that.
Aye. That was a good one.
Remember Jericho turned up at the end fucked and won it.
Right, cool. We'll get Mikey's rundown of Double or Nothing then.
Aye.
Double or Nothing 2025 is in the bag. Overall, I thought it was return to form for AEW pay-per-views. I was moaning the last pay-per-view that was way too long. This one was a bit long too, but it was great. The Anarchy in the Arena match was fucking awesome. When they started playing Drowning Pool, that was hilarious. Apparently, that got a huge pop backstage. And got a big pop in my trousers. Hangman Adam Page is going on to take on John Moxley. And Jesus wept, give the boy the belt, for fuck's sake. It's time. I don't care that Darby's climbed Everest. I don't care that we're waiting for him to come back. Because we'll have to do a fucking big, long story with him. And fuck that. Get the belt off Moxley. It's time. Anyway, other than that, I don't think there was any bad matches. I don't think there was any matches that I thought were bad. I didn't watch the pre-show. I never watched the pre-show. I don't have time for the pre-show. Anyway, shit all over me. I don't care. CM Punk will win all the belts.
There you go. CM Punk's going to win all the belts.
I know. I was laughing at the start. Everybody was talking about how he always moans when it's so long, and the longer it is, the more he moans or something like that. That was his. Notice how much he talked more about CM Punk there than the whole Double or Nothing.
than the whole pay per view, than the whole Double or Nothing. Nah, he was right. It was a good fucking pay per view.
Oh, it was quality.
Even the last one, I don't think the last one was bad, but it's just long. It's just so long, and you forget what's going on, and you sometimes it takes like 2 or 3 goes. You need to fucking watch it in batches.
See, the thing is,
you just get fatigued.
Do you not think if the time difference was better, but. Like, see if we were sitting down at the same time as the one. See if you were sitting down at 6 o'clock and finishing
PM
at...
or something.
Aye, sitting down at 5 o'clock and finishing at fucking 10:30. Well, what was it, 4.5 hours or 5 hours? 4.5 hours?
Let's say 4.5.
4.5. So if you're sitting down at 6 o'clock and finishing at 10:30, that'd be quality. But I think because we were sitting down at 1 o'clock and finishing at 5 in the morning, do you know what I mean? It's kind of...
Aye, that's us though. Like, normal people probably don't do that.
Nah, but if you... Well...
You need to see it live, mate. If somebody dies, you need to see it live.
Exactly. Tony Khan doesn't make wrestling for normal people. He makes it
especially
for the
when sickles. There's an anarchy in the arena match, like advertised, like somebody's getting fucked up here. I need to make sure I catch it before they censor it.
Exactly. The last thing you want to wake up the next morning here is somebody's lost an eyeball and it's all edited out and shit.
I popped for the anarchy in the arena whenever fucking what's her name? Willow Nightingale. Undone the straps and she had Powerhouse Hobbs's fucking t-shirt on, big black and jacked.
I liked when her earring get AM attached to the chain and tied around the outside. Moxley was shouting, "You've done this to yourself. You've done this to yourself." Hangman versus Ospreay was quality. The buckshot and the fucking hidden blade. Remember when they've done that standoff? Oh, it was brilliant.
Who does it first? Who hits it first wins.
Oh, quality, man. Loved it.
Banger. It was all bangers. I liked all the card. I watched the pre-show, but...
What was on the pre-show?
Why is he making it to skip? That was the Anna Jay and Harley Cameron versus Megan Bain, Penelope Ford.
That was good. I like Harley Cameron. Then, you know, like Harley Cameron.
Then they had a big fucking 8-man clusterfuck.
Always do.
They always do.
Love a clusterfuck.
So Double or Nothing. So Mercedes Moné's going on to fight, fit some name.
Tony Storm.
She's going to fight her, and Hangman's going to go fight Moxley.
Hangman.
What do you think the results of either of them will be?
Right, so I think
Mercedes or Tony?
I think Tony has to win. If Mercedes wins, I'll fucking cut my dick off. Like, I just can't be arsed with that. Like, it's just... She's just won all the belts. Like, she's even been beat.
I know.
She's just came in and fucking... I don't like her. I don't dislike her as a wrestler, but I just don't like the gimmick that she just can't be beaten. She's got all these belts and shit. Hope Tony Storm puts her in her place.
I hope Tony Storm wins, but I think Mercedes Moné will win and she'll get even more belts.
I'll riot.
You'll riot? What, in your fucking flat with the dog?
Aye. In your flat.
A one-man riot.
In your flat, anyway. Break the windies, well, Jack.
What about Hangman and... John Moxley.
I want Hangman to win. I hope Hangman wins. But like Mikey says, I hope they're not waiting and Darby come back to have Darby take the title off of Moxley. That's stupid. If Darby comes back and takes the title off of Moxley, I'll be like, so Darby's been away this whole time climbing Everest and then come back and win a title. Bullshit.
I know.
Fucking.
Nah. I don't know. I think Moxley will still hold it for a bit. You need to properly do something to get rid of the Death Riders.
Is it even in the briefcase, but... Do we believe the title's in the briefcase? The briefcase is take a fucking doing, by
Jenke lost it. Jenke done the fucking Jericho and left it somewhere, and he's like, Tony, look, I got this fucking cool briefcase.
Aye.
You can't see the belt.
I put it in it, and Tony's like, let me see it. Oh, no, it's locked.
He's fucking running about the house wearing it, like, where the fuck did I leave it?
He sold it.
It's somewhere.
He pawned it, and then can't get the money back for it.
Double or Nothing was good. The Okada and Speedball match was fucking class. Loved that.
I barely remember that, to be fair.
Well, you liked it as well, but you didn't because Speedball Mike Bailey was in it, but whenever he got his cunt kicked in at the end, you were like, it was a class match.
I see, I'm not keen on Speedball. Although I did enjoy his match last night. I've not watched all the Dynamite for last night yet, but the Lithaxian...
Mate, it was a four-hour Dynamite. Somebody take the drugs off of Tony Khan. He's doing a four-hour one next week as well.
I think he's just got better cocaine and he's like, I'm not sleeping anyway, so what's the point?
I'm not sleeping, so nobody else is. Anarchy in the Arena, that was good. It's a bit gimmicky. It's a lot of dicking about. I don't like the fucking music constantly on loop.
I know.
I popped for fucking Let the Buddies Hit the Floor, but then I was like, right, I'm fucking done with it.
Aye.
And Cesaro fucking does a big swing into the tiniest wee fucking speaker. Why is it always the tiniest wee speakers that plays out the whole fucking music? Because they done that last year as well, didn't they?
Aye. The last time. Remember, what was the very first one? Was it Wild Thing they kept playing? And they had to fucking, or was it Judas?
I don't think it was Wild Thing because I think the first one was the one with Matt Hardy, mind, and he kept getting drowned and he went through all the different versions of Matt Hardy.
That was good, aye.
That was Pandemic one, wasn't it?
Aye, that's how they get away with that, wasn't it? Because obviously
it might have been Judas with Jericho because that was all Young Bucks and that versus the Inner Circle, wasn't it?
Aye, they definitely done a Wild Thing one because I remember it kept playing and it was getting irritating.
Aye.
And then they smashed up. And then did the Young Bucks not do one at one point? Or was it them that smashed it?
It might have been them that smashed it. Mate, that was like a year, probably more than a year ago now.
I try to remember it all. It's just difficult.
So difficult.
It's just memories.
Stretcher match. I like the stretcher match. Ricochet. I'm fucking loving Ricochet.
I quite like Ricochet. Although the stretcher match was weird, the fact that he got put in the ambulance and then the ambulance didn't go anywhere and then he came back out at the end. But he didn't come back out at the end, he was out it ages ago. Because we noticed before did we not notice that the ambulance was open and the ambulance is open? Then the next minute fucking they start fighting towards the ambulance and he appears. Like, the thing is, he's been just been beat up, through outside an ambulance. He should have been taken to the hospital. That's the whole point in the stretcher match. He might be concussed or something, but yeah, he's hanging about outside the ambulance. And nobody's went here. Mark Briscoe's is like staggering about outside the ambulance, trying to fight everybody.
You still thought he was in a match? Like, he just comes down here.
He came out of the ambulance and was like, what the fuck?
Just started smashing the Death Riders.
They just smashed the two paramedics and all that were trying to take
care of him. Double or Nothing was good overall.
It was.
Right.
What's coming up? Do we know? That's only two matches for All In, isn't it? Is it two title matches in?
There's a third one that got announced last night before the main event of Dynamite.
Well, don't tell me then.
I was fucking raging. Kept getting this fucking, Tony Khan's going to have a big announcement before our main event. I went, is the big announcement going to be? He didn't even come out. He fucking made Tony Schiavone do it. He was like, just put this announcement out for us. And it wasn't. It was alright. It was another match that's been announced, but it's you're like, why the fuck did you hold out for that? Why did you keep bigging it up just to give us this match? It's a good match though.
I'll look forward to finding out what it is. Maybe he was buzzing to go out and he just done too much gear, and then by the time it got time, he was like, oh fuck man, I can't go out now. Just fucking
shite yourself.
Just go out to that stage.
I'll say that's the only two matches that are announced. I'll let you go find out what the third one is.
Right, see, this is why you have to watch it live. This is what happens. This is what happens. You end up the next day trying to do a podcast and you don't know what the match is. By the time this comes out, in fact, do you want me to take my headphones off a minute and you can announce what the match is and I'll put them back on?
Nah, it doesn't matter.
You sure?
Aye.
Right then.
By the time this goes up, Money in the Bank will just be happening. Nobody will remember about All In.
Our predictions will go up after Money in the Bank's finished. Right, so have we predicted if we think there'll be any kind of cash in Money in the Bank?
There will be? What, on the pay-per-view?
Aye, no, I don't think so, no. Like, same night cash in.
I don't think Mikey says there would be a same night cash in.
We already talked about it, didn't we, about that tag match. That's the only way it could happen is in the tag match.
I think Seth Rollins might fucking cash it in that night. Unless Penta wins, then Penta will hold on and just wait.
Penta's not winning.
Mate, I know, but you gotta believe.
So, when has Jey Uso got Gunther?
That's like on a random Monday Night Raw, I think.
Is that after? Aye, because he said after Saturday night. Aye. I remember he said that. Aye, so is it Monday after? Because I know he said like 2 days before that you've put yourself in a tag team match. Because he's saying to Jey Uso, I'll beat you dead easy, mate. You're getting too involved in other shit. Said he. Just dealing in title matches.
Well, Gunther, he's not getting involved in anything. He's deleted all his WWE posts, didn't he?
Aye.
I wonder if his contract is juicing.
I know. That's
mad though. Like, what are WWE doing? Why are they not renewing contracts? Do you think they just won't get any more money out of fucking Carlito and R-Truth? Like, mate, you are.
R-Truth is selling t-shirts. R-Truth just went fucking top selling t-shirt with the Ron Cena one, didn't he?
What, like, fucking. He was selling them at the stand.
Aye, he was standing selling them to people, aye. I'm sure the t-shirt sales were like massive straight away. Like, they could have done another one. They could have done Cena versus R-Truth 2 and sold another shitload of t-shirts. Like, I don't know, I feel as if it's weird but apparently the story was that they offered him another contract with less money and he was like, nah, shove up your hoop.
Fair enough. But you're not going to get any money anywhere else. Tony Khan's not going to give you that kind of money.
What kind of money? Tony,
exactly.
Tony Khan gives you the money you want.
I know. You might do.
Tony Khan will give R-Truth whatever he wants just to turn up and say funny shit.
You think he'll show up and call John Moxley, Dean Ambrose?
I hope so. That'd
pop you?
Aye. Although, that'd be a good way to bring Jericho back. I'd pop for Jericho if they brought Jericho back tagging with R-Truth. Just like I'm had old guy tag team.
Stick Dustin in there.
Aye.
Do a Legends Battle Royal, but none of them are actually retired.
Ric Flair. See what he done?
No, I didn't see what Ric Flair's done.
He put out a tweet. Oh, I don't have my phone. It was he was shitting on everybody. He was telling me to go fuck yourself and all that. He's got more money than I said he's got more money than he's spilt booze.
Flair's got nae fucking money.
Well, he said he's made more money. He says he makes $3 million a year, and you can all go fuck yourself. And by the way, that includes you now, because you said that. I think you saying that.
Right, just fine. Okay, Rick, I will.
I quite like him. I didn't say anything bad about him. I like Rick Flair. I called his daughter ugly the day, so I'm not saying anything about Rick.
To be fair, she probably got that for him.
Well, true. He probably doesn't care. I called his daughter ugly, but well, I'm not fucking her. That's literally one of the only birds I can't fuck, call her ugly.
You got anything else then?
No, I think that's me. I don't think there's anything major happened recently, is there? Other than what we've talked about.
Probably has been.
Anything happening in TNA? Nah.
What?
That's his end happening in TNA. Nah.
Nah. Right, we'll call it wraps then. Hopefully next time we can get Money in the Bank recap and look forward to All In, because that's July 12th, so we've got fucking ages until then.
Oh, July, that's ages away.
Well, I know, like you say, it's fucking AEWs are spaced out, so I'll take it back. But they've got All In, then they've got the Forbidden Door not long after that.
Aye, but then you should do All In and All Out, don't they? When's All Out then?
That might be... fuck, don't know.
That's usually right after All In, but if they're doing Forbidden Door after All In, then it might not be.
Might not be.
Ooh. Worlds Collide
usually... They've done them within like a week apart or something a couple of times.
Aye, that was All In then All Out.
2 years ago or something.
All In then All Out was
it? We got all the fucking exhibition matches, and then a week later was like all the fucking proper belt matches.
That was shite, wasn't it? I remember that. It was like we got like a house show before the All Out. I know, you better get as good matches in Glasgow.
This Forbidden Door, I think this Forbidden Door might be another fucking just like dream matches, which I don't know, sometimes it's alright, but then you're like, I wanted to see what I'm fucking tuning into every week. I don't just want these random matches thrown at me.
Aye, it's like the Young Bucks dream matches. It's like, oh, we want these guys, and you're like, aye, but like, why? Give a reason why this is happening.
Aye. Oh well. Well, that'll do us then.
I'm happy. Is that us?
Aye, let's say that.
Did Mikey record the bit where he says bye and thanks us and all that? No.
He did, but he done it at the end of the last one whenever he said CM Punk's going to win all the belts. Do you want to hear that again?
I played that again.
Don't care. CM Punk will win all the belts.
Thanks, Mikey.
Thanks, Mikey.
Thanks, Dave.
Thanks, Randy. Bye.
Bye.